USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The House has given final approval to President Biden's $1.9 trillion stimulus plan by a vote of 219 to 209. The president has reiterated that another round of stimulus payments are still part of his plan.
I'm not cutting the size of the checks. They're going to be $1,400, period. That's what the American people were promised.
Final legislation could pass Congress as soon as March 15th, according to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Friday's vote came hours after the Senate approved a budget measure overnight, with Vice President Kamala Harris casting the tie-breaking vote. President Biden tells the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell that he does not believe an increase in the minimum wage to $15 an hour will survive his COVID relief proposal.
No one should work 40 hours a week and live below the poverty wage.
The federal minimum wage is currently $7.25 an hour. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A man was arrested after breaching security and gaining access to a C-40 aircraft at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said Friday that a full investigation has been ordered, along with a review of security protocols at installations worldwide.
Everybody in the department, and certainly everybody in the Air Force, understands what a serious matter this is.
Andrews is the home to Air Force One operations. A federal law enforcement official told CNN there was no threat that the unauthorized individual was going to gain access to a protected asset. Two GOP representatives have been fined, while a group of Republicans are calling for Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to be fined for failing to abide by new security measures put in place following the U.S. Capitol storming. Representatives Louis Gohmert and Andrew Clyde were fined $5,000 for bypassing metal detectors as they entered the House floor. Meanwhile, Republicans on the House Administration Committee have signed a letter saying Speaker Pelosi should be fined as well for not going through metal detectors before entering the House chamber. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A third COVID vaccine in the U.S. could be just weeks away, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Johnson & Johnson is requesting the FDA grant emergency use authorization for its coronavirus vaccine. Experts believe the vaccine could be approved by the end of February if it gets the go-ahead.
So this third vaccine really could be a home run, right? There's so much demand out there that this, an additional supply would be so important. And the reason why we're so excited about this vaccine is it's a single shot, no sub-zero freezing. We've seen incredible efficacy at preventing 100% of hospitalizations and deaths. So we're all excited about this vaccine. Now it goes to emergency use authorization.
Dr. John Brownstein speaking there on ABC News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Super Bowl 55 between the Chiefs and Buccaneers kicks off Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Commissioner Roger Goodell says it was not easy playing the season during the pandemic.
We're focused on making sure we finish out strong. But between our medical team and Dr. Sills is here, all the experts that he brought together to help us to put the plan together, the players and the coaches and the clubs that did so much to implement those protocols and the intensive protocols and adapt throughout the season. And I think that's the big thing for us. We had to adapt at every stage just like everybody else, just like the media, everybody else in this society.
The game will be televised nationally on CBS. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.